Album rock came of age in the late 60s and early 70s, as record buyers began to prefer full-length albums to singles. Graphic designers and photographers would try to outdo themselves in creating memorable images for the larger format. For Henry Diltz, the timing could not have been better. He was the founding member of the Modern Folk Quartet and took up photography in his spare time. As an artist himself, Henry Diltz had the inside track on getting his photos on album covers.
Since a lot of my friends were musicians like David Crosby and Stephen Stills and Mama Cass, I just naturally photographed them. Eventually, magazines started calling me and wanting to use the picture, so that's how I got into it.
Diltz took the album cover photos of some of rock's most famous albums, including the debut releases of Crosby, Stills & Nash and Jackson Browne, and albums by The Eagles, The Doors, and James Taylor. Diltz worked with his creative partner, graphic artist Gary Burden, on designing covers around natural, unposed settings of their musical subjects. Henry Diltz says camaraderie was key to getting his shots.
We would try to plan little adventures with these groups because, being a musician myself, I knew how boring it can be to go to a studio and stand there while they pop off these strobes at you. And we didn't want to do it that way. So we would get the Eagles and say, look, we're going to go out and spend the night out in the desert. You know, we'd leave the Troubadour bar at 2 in the morning and drive out there in the middle of the night and climb the mountain in the dark, light a fire, and just really have an adventure. And then when the sun came up, I'd just start taking pictures of everything that happened throughout the whole day.
It's another tequila sunrise.
I like to be more like a fly on the wall, you know. I want to just observe. I don't really want to tamper with what's happening. I just want it to sort of unfold, you know, organically, and just be there to photograph whatever does happen. And something good always does happen.
That was the case when Diltz photographed The Doors. The group's keyboardist Ray Manzarek and his wife had noticed an old hotel in downtown Los Angeles bearing the same name as The Doors' frontman, Jim Morrison. Thus inspired, Diltz and the band piled into a Volkswagen van the next day for a photo shoot inside the hotel's front window. That picture became the cover for The Doors' album, Morrison Hotel. In 1968, Stephen Stills had just formed a group with David Crosby of the Byrds and Graham Nash of the Hollies. Stills called his old buddy Henry Diltz to take publicity photos of the trio.
And Graham had seen this little old funky house in Hollywood. And so we drove up to that house, and gosh, there was this great old couch sitting right outside. And, you know, it was just a natural thing. Hey, you guys, just jump up on that couch.
The group selected their photo for the cover of their debut album from that session. There was only one problem, though.
But in the meantime, they had decided to call themselves Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And by gosh, in the pictures, we had them backwards. It was Nash, Stills, and Crosby. This was just a couple days later. We said, let's go back and retake this in the right order so it won't be confusing. So we all got in the car and went back there, and the house was gone. It was just a pile of sticks at the back of this empty lot.
Diltz says, with the advent of compact discs, album covers have lost much of their visual impact.
That 12-inch square, you know, it was really something you could sort of hold in front of you and look at. It was just the right size to really stare at and really get into the picture, you know, or really read all that information on the back. And, you know, back in those days, it was before MTV and VH1, and this is how people got their image of the group. Now it's just so tiny, you know, it's hard to read all that little type. The cover is small enough, and then you get inside and there's these little pictures the size of a postage stamp.
Henry Diltz says he has no preconceived notion of an album cover when he's in the midst of a photo session. After all, he had no idea at the time that a discarded old couch would become one of the most recognized pieces of rock and roll furniture.
It's usually that way. You know, we take a ton of pictures, and then one of them sort of jumps out and says, I'm the cover.
I was taking